lectionary or sacramentary. And the word was sacramentary. So Mary Ann, you're going to get a copy of my book. Call back if it wasn't picked up in time to get your address. Frank, it was a blessing to hear from you. I'm going to give another little quiz here, one more before we go into what we were talking about the last hour. And this is good. Frank, hey, feel free to give a call back. You too, Anna. Anybody else out there who's listening, 610-527-2906. 610-527-2906. Or you can call toll-free anywhere else in the United States. So maybe you're listening on the internet. If you are, give us a call, 1-888-34-FAITH. And I have another question for you. And again, call as soon as you can for a copy of In the Silence of My Heart. I will sign that book to whoever you please that you want to give it to or to yourself. So you're going to have a signed copy of In the Silence of My Heart. And this is the new question. This is my little trivia thing. I'm going to ask you this. All the following are sacraments of initiation, except one. Again, all the following are sacraments of initiation, except one. Is it baptism? Is it Eucharist? Is it confession? Or is it confirmation? I will say it again. All of the following, A, B, C, or D, that I will give, there's one correct answer. All of the following are sacraments of initiation except one. Is it baptism, Eucharist, confession, or confirmation? And again, let me give the phone number out, and you will get your copy of In the Silence of My Heart, signed any way you want. And that was fun. I enjoyed that myself. 610-527-2906. 610-527-2906. In the previous hour, in case you were not with us, I gave a little Pope Pop. That's what I'm calling it, a Pope Pop. Every day I read the Pope's homily, you know, in my own time and my own place. And I ponder that word that the Holy Father spoke at his morning homily. And this morning, what really touched my heart, and I'm calling them Pope Pops, because I'm just giving a pop, just a little bulletin, just a little pop of the homily with a thought that that he leaves us with. That was a beautiful homily, but due to time, I will not go in and read it, all of it. And this morning's Mass, his homily was for Christians who have hardened hearts. They are orphans. And he goes on to say that they're orphans because they close their hearts to the Father's love, his mercy, his grace. And so the Pope Pot I gave everybody was simply this. The scribes, the Pharisees, they were constantly asking Jesus. Every time he healed somebody, every time he pointed the way to the Father, they were like, how long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. But again, this is what the Pope said. The Pope urged those gathered in the chapel this day to realize we have a Father who can lead us to Jesus. And this is the humble little prayer that Francis led us to today. It's the humble prayer we can say, Pope Francis said. It's this: Father, lead me to Jesus. Help me to know Jesus. And the Father will send the Spirit to open your hearts and lead us to Him. Again, this was my Pope Pop for today. This little prayer that Francis encouraged all the people at his morning Mass and for all of us to say, Father, lead me to Jesus. Help me to know Jesus, and the Father will send the Spirit to open our hearts and lead us to Him. What a simple prayer, to lead us to Jesus and to help us to know Jesus. We have a caller on the line. Let me take that. Hello, Karen.
Yes, hello.
How are you?
Good.
Do you have a question, or do you have a? Are you doing the trivia?
I'm doing the trivia.
Okay. So here it is again. Do you know the answer already?
Yeah, the sacrament that is not a sacrament of initiation is confession.
You got it. I'm going to put you on hold. Hope you like playing trivia. Obviously, you guys do. You're all calling in. It's a blessing to hear from you, Karen. Kudos to you. You know your catechism well. I'm going to put you on hold. And the phones are ringing off the hook, so I'm going to put you on hold. And somebody will pick you up and take down your name and your address, and I'll send that signed book out to whoever you want. Okay?
Okay, great.
All right, hold on. All right, my brothers and sisters, once again, like I said, we're blessed to have this 2 hours of power, of God's healing presence in our lives. And once again, the question, the correct answer to that question, my little trivia today, of all the following, which one is not a sacrament of initiation? And I said it was baptism, Eucharist, confession, or confirmation. And we did have the right answer from Karen. It was indeed confession. And so she gets a signed book of In the Silence of My Heart. I got to say, I thoroughly enjoyed that little, it's fun. It was fun. I enjoyed it as much as you are enjoying calling in with different answers. That's usually for my first part of the hour, but being as we followed right up to the last second, I brought it right into this hour as well. I'm going to open up the phone lines to you. If you are listening to our first hour on Tuesdays of In the Silence of My Heart, then please, I'd like to get your feedback. If you'd be bold enough to pick up the phone again, not necessarily to get a book, but just to give us your thoughts and your ideas. And if God's word spoke to you in the scriptures, as I said, that Father, our Holy Father read today, his homily was from My Sheep Hear My Voice. And what I'm going to do now is open up with a scripture for today that the Holy Father was moved to give his homily on, and it is this. And this is the scripture for today, Tuesday, April 19th. Scriptures from John 10, verses 22-30. It was the feast of the dedication of Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him, and they said to him, How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, and he says this, I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness to me, but you do not believe, because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep, they hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. And no one shall snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, he's greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one. And that is the gospel of the Lord today. The Father and I are one. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are one. It's that beautiful mystery of the Trinity. Three people in one person. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, or Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Do each of us recognize the Father's voice? Do each of us listen in the silence of our own hearts to hear the Father's voice? Because he speaks in a whisper. And so we have to be still that we might hear his voice and yield to the grace to respond to his voice. The Pharisees, all the Jews that gathered around him, they were profoundly frustrated, and they cry out to him like, "Come on, tell us! We see you healing people. We hear with ears the things you're saying. If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." But they had no faith. They didn't believe what he was saying. They didn't put their faith, their hope. They weren't secure in their faith. They didn't trust in God. Although, for you and I, we know the scripture actually describes God's word as a lamp for our feet, so that we will not stumble and fall in the dark. We are born for a time such as this, my brothers and sisters. We are born for a time such as this. You know, when you think of when this scripture was spoken, when it was at the Feast of the Dedication, which I guess they often call the Festival of Lights or Hanukkah. It's always late in December. It's around the time of our own Christmas. And so, is it any wonder that he claims at this Festival of Lights, this feast that was held, that for each one of us, it is indeed his light that will shine brightly in our heart. More light, more power than all the festivals of lights in the world held at the same moment, in the same time, in the same place. Just think of all the power lines that are in our neighborhoods and as we drive along the roads from one end of the country to the other. Think of all those power lines. It's the power for our phones and power for our televisions, powers for our radios, powers for our cooking fuel, all the powers to send the firemen out and the policemen out and help out and all the telephones. It's this magnificent ingenuity to put together these power lines, this power. But we have to remember that it is the power source. It's God himself. He gives man the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding. He gives man parts of his own wisdom. He gives to us everything we will need to recognize him as Lord of Lords and King of Kings. To recognize him as the very light of the world. So indeed, no wonder in John's Gospel, I guess it's 8:12, that we hear that Jesus is the true light of the world. It's He. He's the light of the world. And He not only claimed that He was the light of the world, He tells us also later on in the Scriptures. He's the light of the world, and then He says, you are the light, because you have my light shining through you. Light to dispel darkness. Light to light up the path so we don't stumble around. We can find the path that God calls each of us to walk in His light. Not only that we can see more clearly the path that God calls us to, but that He reveals the mystery of who He is, the mystery of His magnificent gift of love and mercy, that He can reveal to us day by day, moment by moment, all the ways that He wants to speak in the silence of each one of our hearts. This is the God who loves us so much. In the last hour, I said, you know, let's just think of Jesus crucified, and that a picture that was just shown to me yesterday when I was over my friend's house, June Piol was having lunch there, and when I was over there, she showed me a little picture and a prayer that our little grandson Jude wrote, Sarah's son, and it was beautiful. It was a little boy praying. He had to write a prayer for school, and he was told just simply to write a prayer to Jesus from your own heart. And for those that have tuned in now, I'll say it now because you might have missed it in the first 4 o'clock hour. And he draws a little picture of himself with a sad face. And he draws himself kneeling, bent on his knees. He's 10 years old. And on it he says, "Dear Lord." And I probably don't have every word correct. But it says, "Dear Lord, help me to love you more. Help me, Jesus, when I'm broken." He says, "Please fix me." And on the next picture, you see a hammer. And on this hammer, you have plus sign. And next to it is one nail. And the nail. And then an equal sign. And I said, picture that hammer banging that nail through Jesus' hand. And then picture the other hand. And again, that hammer banging that nail into His other hand. And that's how Jesus carves us in the palm of His hand. And that next picture, that very next picture, little Jude had a picture of himself that he drew of himself, and on it he has a happy face, and across his chest where his heart is, he says happy, and then in the center of his body that he drew, very, you know, what shall I call it, rudimentary drawing, but on the middle of it he writes, "I'm fixed." My brothers and sisters, isn't that beautiful? That this little child, 10 years old, knew that by Jesus shedding his blood on the cross, by being hammered and nailed. Think of that as I just said it. When I thought of that picture, I thought of that. Bam! Jesus being nailed to that cross. His feet crossed and another nail, bang, into his feet. Tears my own heart. This is how much He loves us. This is how we were carved in the palm of His hands. He's carved each of our names, all humanity, into those hands. For those who believe, for those who adore, for those who love, and even for those who don't know him, for those who don't believe in him, for those who do not adore him and don't love him, they did it. He did it for them too. Because he wants not one soul lost. Not one. Today, is there someone in your heart? Maybe it's you listening. Maybe you were coming across the dial and just happened to stop. If you are listening today and you don't know how much God loves you, if you think because the situations and the trials and the problems that are going on in your life, perhaps they're physical. Perhaps you have physical challenges in your life through illness, through sickness, through disease. And those, some are just plain old irritating. And others are devastating. And so oftentimes we think, where is God? How can this be happening? I thought he loves me. I thought he's a God of love. Or maybe you're broken emotionally. Maybe someone you love with all your heart, with all your soul. Someone that you thought you would spend the rest of your life with. It, all of a sudden, your world fell apart and that person is no longer there, whether that's a broken relationship that was devastating or whether it was that God called that loved one home. Regardless of their age, whether it was a child, a son, a daughter, a mother, a father, a grandchild, a mate. It's in those times that we have to ask ourselves, do we believe in God's love? Do we know that for some reason that his ways are beyond our ways and that we just can't understand it? But because of those nails that went into his hand and his feet, and because of that lance that was thrust into his side, we know that he has a purpose and a plan that we cannot understand. And so the Lord in his grace and mercy and love takes us from grief, from devastating grief, darkness, depression, despair, and takes us from that grief into his glorious light. What an awesome gift of faith that is. It's unlike Thomas's faith when Jesus said to him, do you believe because you have put your hands into my side? Do you believe because you see the nail marks in my hands? And then he speaks to you. He speaks to each one of you and he says, blessed are those who have not seen. Blessed are you who have not seen but still believe. This is our God. This is our Savior. This is our Redeemer. We'll be right back. We're going to take a little clip, a little break.
This is Pat Wally. I have been a faithful listener of In His Sign for almost 9 years. So it is with much gratitude and appreciation in my heart that I reflect on how my life has been blessed through this beautiful anointed ministry. I personally have been the recipient of many answered prayers and healings, not only for myself, but also family and friends. You have been called, Kathleen, to speak all over the world, and wherever God sends you, the Holy Spirit uses you in amazing ways to touch the hearts and lives of God's hurting people through your extraordinary gift of healing. God bless you, Kathleen.
My brothers and sisters, we will take a break in a moment, a regular station break. But I wanted to share with you one thing. Perhaps this Catholic radio apostolate has touched your life. If it has, call me. Call me and share with me or with those in the studio here how God has touched your life, how he has moved in your life through this Catholic radio apostolate. Apart from me, you can do nothing. No fruit will last if it's done apart from Jesus. And so if through this beautiful gift of this Catholic radio apostolate or my own apostolate, your life has changed, maybe your faith has grown, however, let me know so that I can let our listeners know that they're not alone. We'll be right back.
You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio, empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. We are blessed to have had this Catholic radio apostolate for almost 40 years now. Thanks be to God for your partnership. Without you, this radio voice would be silenced. We have a monthly Mass offered for you, our loyal family of listeners. It's our way of saying thank you for underpinning our apostolate with your many prayers and financial support. This is your radio ministry, to be a voice for those who have no voice, to evangelize and to catechize for a time such as this. We know the Lord will bless you abundantly. He can never be outdone in generosity. If this ministry has touched your heart, help us to touch other hearts by supporting us with your prayers and financial support. Call us at 610-527-2906 or visit our website at inhissign.com.
Well, we're back again. You're listening to What the World Needs Now. This is Kathleen McCarthy, and I am blessed and honored, and I will say, very humbled to be with each and every one of you. I say it every single week, we're all gifted by virtue of our baptism and confirmation. And not only gifted, we're called. You and I, both of us are called to build up the kingdom of God by all the gifts that we have received. And sometimes those gifts are lying dormant within us. You know, I just want to address something, and I think it needs to be addressed in the beginning of our new two-hour expansion. And I'll address it like this. And I had a gentleman call in. I just received his phone number and name that I could call him back, which I will, Michael, call you back. I'm going to liken it to when I took over this Catholic lay apostolate, when Dominic had passed away. And the caller who called me wanted to know why I wasn't doing with the previous person did before me in that hour. And I understand that. I know change is difficult. I've been through many, many changes in my life, more than I care to reiterate at the moment. Changes that were very, very difficult for me. Changes that were difficult for my family, my children, my ministry. And so I know change is very difficult. But Michael, I say to you what I would say to anybody. I welcome all the faithful people that listen to the program before us, as the Spirit leads. I don't know why the Spirit moves in one way or another. I only know for me, He moved in the way He did, totally and completely unsolicited by me. And He told me that He was opening a door and that I was meant to walk through it. And so I did. And I stepped out in complete faith, not knowing at all what God was asking of me. I was filled with awe and wonder of what God was asking of me. But I said, Jesus, I trust in you. I prayed about how to move forward. I didn't want and didn't feel called beyond every single day. So I prayed about it, and I put new programming together. And everything I would be submitting to our listeners was done with great prayer and discernment. I'm not interested in catching a specific audience, whether they be younger or older. My care is to attract all people of all ages for God. I care about reaching the hearts of His people in a way that He speaks through me to do. I can't walk in anybody else's shoes, nor does God ever want us to. He wants us to walk in the shoes that He placed on our feet, because blessed are the feet of those who hear the good news and follow. I heard the good news in my heart, in my mind, in my spirit, 42 years ago. He reached out and touched my life and drew me close to His own sacred heart. All mercy, all love, all grace entered into my heart to take me from where I was, to call me on to new life in Him, and to give me the life that I have now through grace. As St. Paul says, so beautifully, so simply, I am who I am by the grace of God. We are who we are by the grace of God. I can't look at someone else's gifts and say, Lord, give me their gifts that I might build up your kingdom. I can't say, Lord, let me do it the way somebody else has done it, so I can reach the hearts of your people. You see, He said to me, Kathleen, step out, walk through the door that I opened. Come and follow me. He doesn't want me to follow anybody else. He wants me to come. Come, He said, follow me. And I will liken it to this story that is absolutely true. When I was called to take over this Catholic radio apostolate 9 years ago now, matter of fact, 9 years, it'll be 9.5 years, it'll be on May 10th. On May 10th, I made the announcement. I came in here, I called the staff together to come because they were going to close the doors. The ministry was in big debt. Dominic had been called home to the Father. He was one of my best friends. He was my daughter in love, was given to my son Michael through Dominic because he married Dominic's daughter Angela. My son Michael was given to Dominic as a gift as a son. So I knew Dominic for years and years. I loved Dominic. He was my gumba, as they say. But I'll never forget, I fought taking over this radio apostolate. I didn't want anything to do with it. I used to say, Dominic is a consummate radio broadcaster. He's on the cutting edge of everything. I'm not. I'm a Catholic lay evangelist. I go preach and teach. That's not my gift. Radio is not my gift. And so I wanted nothing to do with it. And I remember thinking and praying. Everybody came to me asking me, please, you know, please pray about this. The board called me. Monsignor Chifo can attest to this. He said, close the doors. It'll never survive. I was all for that. The board called me the third time. And the third time, that later on that night, they went through my children to get to me. They called my son Michael and said, ask your mother yourself to pray about taking over this ministry in his sign. And so I was heading home one night and my phone rang and it was my son Michael. And he said, Mom, the board just called. Are you really thinking and praying about this? I said, yes, I am. But I don't feel inclined at all. I don't have those gifts. I don't have that talent. I'm not Dominic. And I don't feel inclined at all, but I will pray that God will raise up who he wants to lead this Catholic radio apostolate. I pull into where I make my adoration in the evening, and when I did, my phone went off again. I was still had my car in park. And this is what I tell you exactly how it happened. My other son called me and he said, Mom, I just want you to know, did you make a decision about that radio ministry? I said, no. I said, look, all I want to do is say yes to God. That's all I want. But I no inclination, no sense of this. This is not for me. And so what I did, I said, I'm going to go in and I will pray one more time tonight. And I went in, I went to shut my key off, and as I put my hand on my key, my car was in park, as clear as day, I hear this. Go over to St. Catherine of Siena. I look at my watch, it's almost midnight. That's about 20 minutes away. I said, all right. So I put my car back on, backed out, drove over to St. Catherine of Siena in Horsham, Pennsylvania. I went in the chapel. As we all do, I knelt down on my two knees. I prayed and said, prayed for a few minutes. And then I said, Lord, I only want to say yes to you. Please help me, Jesus. Help them understand this is not what I'm called to. Then I decided to go in the pew, pick up a little book. I picked it up, and when I saw the cover on it, I threw it back because it said, say yes to the Lord. I didn't even read it. I just threw it right back. I picked up another booklet, those little books that are in church, and it says, do not remove. This belongs to church property. Well, God forgive me, I did remove them, and you'll know why when I tell you this story. The next book I pick, I'm not even opening my eyes. I put my thumbs in the middle of the book, or somewhere near there, open it up, and right where my thumb was, this is what I read. I have called you to be like a radio transmitter. I started to weep bitterly. Where do you find that in a little pamphlet? It's not even common language. My heart, I can't even tell you. I prostrated myself before the Lord right there at St. Catherine of Siena Chapel. Prostrated myself before the Blessed Sacrament, and I wept. And I asked God to forgive me for being so hard-headed. And that my heart was not open to listening to what he wanted me to do. I said, here I am, Lord. Here I am. I will go. Send me. The next morning, and I took those little two books with me when I left. The next morning, I called Maureen, who was still playing music at that hour in the studio. I said, call the rest of the staff. I've made a decision that I will succeed Dominic, and I will take over the radio ministry. And I'm going to trust God that if this is what he wants for me, if he has a plan, then all I can say is yes. That was 9.5 years ago. Next month it'll be May 10th. I went to Dominic's celebration of life that this ministry put together. And I chose that night to make my announcement that I would be the new president and CEO of In His Sign. I remember my sister-in-law, Barbara, and I don't know if she's listening, but I remember my sister-in-law, Barbara McCarthy, sitting next to me. And she said, how are you going to walk in Dominic's shoes? Because they had these videos going of all the beautiful work and ministry that Dominic did. And it hit me like a ton of bricks right then at that moment. I said, I don't have to walk in Dominic's shoes. We can't fill somebody else's shoes. But I must walk in my shoes. The shoes that God put on my feet to take this ministry where it is meant to go now. So I stood up. I told them just what I had told you. And I raised these two little books. And if you were there that night, all of you who are listening, if you were there that night, you know that this is true. No exaggeration. I lift up these two little books. I said, if I did not see this myself with my own eyes, I would never have believed that this is what God has called me to. I accept to be the new president of In His Sign, not to follow in Dominic's footsteps, because God closed that door for one reason or another, and Dominic would have never changed places with any one of us who are here on earth. He is in the glory right now with God. I don't know God's ways. I don't know. He says his ways are above our ways, but I trust them with all my heart and with all my soul. And so I remember when I started this ministry under my own name. I remember writing a letter to Cardinal Bregali, asked me if I could have some time, a little 15-minute window of his time. I remember everybody, even my own staff, to be honest with you, they thought I was crazy because, you know, Dominic, in his time, at the point he was at, he was getting no response. So I said, all I know is I'm writing it. It's up to God what he wants to do with it. I got a call. I sent that out on a Friday. I got a call on Monday from Cardinal Justin Regali. He said, you have your window. Well, I wound up spending not 15 minutes, but an hour and 15 minutes with him. And he blessed me with this. He said, I will be your first radio guest, Kathleen, after we talked for a little over an hour. He was my first guest, and God help me. I didn't know what I was doing. I cut off the callers 3 times. I couldn't believe it. Him and Donna Farrell were sitting in this little studio with me. I remember when he walked in, he looked at the small little studio and he said, "This is where you do all this from?" I said, "Yes, Your Eminence." And he just smiled. And he came in quarterly. No matter what was going on in his life, he came in quarterly with all his busyness. And he did the program with me. I was so humbly blessed that I knew right then and there that I was never called to fill Dominic's shoes. I was never called to do the things that Dominic did. I was called to give my yes to God and to trust that he had a purpose and a plan to call me to it. And if he called me to it, he would see me through it. And he has blessed and anointed that decision over and over and over again. I hope you can understand, for those people that were listening for years to another ministry of people that for the same amount of time were giving their all and doing what they felt God called them to do. But this is what God called me to do. And I can only say, "Yes, Lord, here I am. I have come to do your will, not my will, not somebody else's will. I have come to do your will." And I would say to anyone that used to listen to the program that used to be in that 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock spot as the Spirit leads, I ask you to pray about it as the Spirit leads. I invite you to be part of this new venture, to be part of what God has seen fit to do for one reason or another that I certainly don't understand. And I welcome you to be part of our family of listeners. Nothing would please me more. And to all of my faithful family and friends who have been so loyal to be listening all these almost 40 years, I praise and thank God for you. The greatest prayer warriors that I could have ever hoped or imagined for. The people that have supported this move by praying for me every step of the way has been for me grace upon grace. Has been for me strength and encouragement to walk by faith and not by sight, because I didn't have any sight to see what God has in store. When I walk by faith, weak as I am, sinful as I am, I trust that I am where God wants me. And it doesn't matter. I'm not trying to attract any particular age group or demographic. What I am trying to do is follow the voice that I hear speaking in the silence of my own heart. And I can say, "Yes, Lord, here I am. I will follow you." And so I will follow him where he leads me. He will not use Dominic's gifts. He will not use the Marian's gifts. He will use the gifts he's given me to do the work he's called me to do for a time such as this. I care deeply about every listener, and I praise and thank God for each and every one of you, and I humbly ask for your faithful support. And if you feel you can't do that, then I ask you at least, would you pray for me? Would you say a prayer for me? That I can continue to say to the Lord, "Here I am, Lord. I've come to do your will, not my will, not the will of the people. I'm not a politician. not a politician at all. I am one that hears God's word in my heart as a prophet, as prophesying to my heart. And then I share those with others that God has given me to share. I believe in the magisterium of the church, that that is the guide that leads us to the fullness of Jesus Christ's gospel truth. I'm not interested in anybody else's interpretation. I'm not interested in anything at all that would stifle the Spirit of God at work in my own life. I only ask that I would decrease and that Jesus Christ would increase within me through the grace that he sheds for all of us. And I pray to my beautiful mother, Holy Mother Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death. I pray, Mary, undoer of knots, please undo the knots in the hearts of all of us, that we might be called to respond to your call, your clarion call, to love one another as I have loved you. Not to judge one another, but to love one another as I have loved you. We have about 5 minutes left. I just felt led by the Spirit to respond. Please feel free. We have 6 minutes, I hear. If you'd like to call in, the phone number is 610-527-2906. Once again, 610-527-2906. Or you can call toll-free by dialing 1-888-343-2484. And as always, it's a blessing and an honor to be with each and every one of you. I ask you to continue, prayer warriors, to pray for Jack, that he would be completely restored to his family, for all the intentions that are always called in through this program. We've had miracle after miracle through these past 9.5 years and had many more even before that in the 40 years that we've been broadcasting. I ask humbly that you would pray for me. Pray for me that indeed I would decrease and Jesus would increase within me, that I might be his voice, his hands, and his feet, as the great saint said. If we are who we're called to be, as St. Catherine so beautifully said, St. Catherine of Siena, if we are who we're called to be, we will set the whole world on fire. And when I came to this ministry, the only word I had that was spoken to my heart to go forward was the fact that he said, I have empowered you with the Holy Spirit. I have empowered you with the Holy Spirit to bring the fire of God's love to the world. And I pray that the fire of his love and mercy and spirit that dwells in us, I pray that through these airwaves, it might ignite a fire in the hearts of all those who are listening. I hope you join us again next Tuesday for 2 hours of In the Silence of My Heart. Lord Jesus, oftentimes we are like sheep, sheep who stray, sometimes often, sometimes less, and we become vulnerable to all the forces in the world to wound us, to destroy us. And so, Lord, we pray a beautiful, simple prayer that the Holy Father told us to pray today. Father, lead me to Jesus. Help me to know Jesus, because you say that the Holy Spirit will open our hearts and lead us to you. If you're away from the church, come on home. We're not complete without you, and you are missed. I pray that through the Sacred Heart of Jesus, that he might hold each one of us close to his own Sacred Heart, that is Holy Mother Mary, in her wonderful love and tenderness, will place her mantle over each and every one of us, not only us, but our whole household. God bless you, my friends, and until we meet again, pray for me. I hold you in my heart.